Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Egypt. Menendez's lawyers say he is expected to be housed at a facility in eastern Pennsylvania that has both a medium security prison and a minimum security prison camp. A New York soccer coach says he's thankful to be alive after having a cardiac event mid-match. Earlier this month, Andrew Philblad's team, the Southern Tier Football Club, was playing a team from Wilson, New York. He says he doubled over on the field. The next thing he knew, he was on the ground. The opposing team's coach, Paul Herman, and other spectators rushed into the high school where they were playing and grabbed an AED. Herman recalls those moments.
I realized real quickly, you know, he's in a really bad place. That's when I was like screaming across to, you know, other people to help me.
This is ABC News. One of two doctors accused of supplying ketamine to Matthew Perry, who eventually died from an overdose in 2023, is expected to plead guilty to counts of illegal distribution of ketamine.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia was one of two defendants in the Matthew Perry death case who had not yet agreed to plead guilty. Plasencia ran a health clinic and allegedly was supplying Perry with ketamine for $2,000 a vial that cost him $12 a vial, even allegedly texting another doctor he wondered how much this moron will pay. He has not yet formally entered the plea. That will come likely in a few weeks. Plasencia could get a maximum of 40 years in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A proposal before the California state legislature would require all law enforcement to show their face and be identifiable by their uniform while conducting official business. The bill exempts some groups, including SWAT teams and officers responding to natural disasters. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for daytime highs to be in the low 80s, warm and sticky still. A few showers and thunderstorms could develop this afternoon, some of which could be strong. Scattered showers coming up for tonight and a low of 63. Periods of rain on Wednesday with some rain and thunderstorms possible. And Thursday, the daytime high will be at around 85. Also Friday, 83 with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 66, we are down from that to the current mark on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 63 degrees. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, June 17th.
Oh, so can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs
pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all.
Jimmy Dean on WRCO and in the everlasting arms. We start the day in a positive way. Carrie Underwood officially opened our broadcast day with her version of the national anthem. And here we are together again, friends. It's a nice morning. All the sights and sounds and smells of the early morning out there. It's good stuff. Right now in just prime time weather. I think this is when I am the happiest with weather. Before this weekend gets really hot, I'm not necessarily as big a fan, but still, I always prepare this. I prefer this over the cold weather of the winter. This is just spectacular. Windows open last night, and it stays light so long. I wish it stayed light till 9:15 the whole year, you know, but we have no control over that. You'd have to really start changing the times to get that done. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. The Light in the Milk Cow Show as we get up and around and start to get our chores started here. This is Randy Travis.
You've been too gone for too long. It's too late to come back now. It's been so long since you walked out my door. Now you're just an old song nobody sings anymore. I got a new love and she's a true love. But darling, how could you have known? You've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. You came a long way, going the wrong way. Don't even set your suitcase down. You wanted to roam, now you're paying the bills. You're an old rolling stone who rolled over the hill. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home. I had a good cry when you said goodbye. I didn't want to let you go. But you've been too gone for too long. So why don't you just stay gone? Now you've been too gone for too long. Now it's too late to come back home.
Calling from the same old spot, and you're about half shot, almost. the point of calling? Why is it every time we have a little fuss, you take your wounded pride and you head right straight for a bar and a bottle and try your best to crawl inside? Please stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you'll feel a whole lot better. Wonder if you're really worth the trouble that you're putting me through. Then you roll them baby blue eyes at me and I jump like a kangaroo. Stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Well, I've thought about leaving you many times and I've even packed my bags a few. Then the telephone rings and I can't do a thing but run right straight to you. Baby, stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Please stay there till I get there and we'll work it out together. We'll take a little walk and have a little talk and you feel a whole lot better. Stay there.
Lynn Anderson on WRCO. Stay there till I get there. It is 63 degrees at 512 this morning. A reminder, Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in Rockbridge and Cazenovia today. The truck will be at the Natural Bridge Store in Rockbridge from 10:30 until 11:30 and near Alibi's Bar and Grill in Cazenovia from 12:30 until 1:30. All are welcome. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Concessions will be available at the Killian Meyer Building during Church League softball. Proceeds going toward construction of dugouts at Kroska Park. The concessions will be open from approximately 6:40 to 9 each night during game nights, including tonight, Church League softball. They're hoping to get it in. Church League softball has been kind of the rainmaker thing because they've had at least two nights canceled because of rain, maybe more. I don't know. I think it's two. So hopefully I didn't jinx them again. Anyway, right now, WRCO are looking at daytime highs of 84. Tony's brand new forecast calls for partial sun this morning, warm and humid. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be strong. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue tonight and a low of 64. Keep it tuned here for any weather updates during the day from WRCO. Here is BJ Thomas.
Darling mine, it's good to hear you. I'm at the railroad station in St. Paul. How are all the folks? I'd love to see them. Of all, well, I've been staring at the rain and I've been thinking ever since the train left Montreal. Of all.
wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure. An update on sports is up next, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. At the state baseball tournament yesterday, it was all Division I quarterfinals. The winners included Hamilton, Badger, Hartford, and Muskego, all getting wins. This morning, bright and early at 9, Pittsville plays Johnson Creek in the first Division IV semifinal, and Pacelli and Edgar will meet a little bit later on in the day. Today, around 2:30, Fenimore takes the field against Kewaunee, and then Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic against Barron in the other bracket. The Brewers are second in the National League Central. They'll take on the first-place Cubs this evening in Chicago. 7:05 first pitch time on WRCE. Chad Patrick, opposed by Ben Brown, the opening game of the three-game series. Last night in the National League, Colorado 6-4 over Washington, Philadelphia 5, Miami 2, and the Dodgers 6-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Baltimore 1, the Angels shut out the Yankees 1-0, Boston 2, Seattle 0, the Athletics 3, Houston 1. From the NBA playoffs last night, Jalen Williams had a career playoff high, 40 points in the action, and the Oklahoma City Thunder moved one win away from the title by beating the Indiana Pacers 120-109 in Game 5 of the NBA Finals.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Tuesday morning, the 17th of June. It is a pleasure to be with you today as we reminisce a little bit and we work out. It's aerobic polka time, fueled by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venamore.
522. Hopefully you're all limbered up. Ouch. And it's time for us to work out a one and a two and a... Smokin' aerobic polka right there. That was Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman with Andy's Polka on the Light in the Milk House Show. Today, partial sun this morning and maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be a little heavier later today, a high of 84. All total yesterday, 56 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation here at the studios. We'll have an update on farm news and markets coming up at 5:30. Right now, Madonna Welty.
Somewhere in between Detroit and Cincinnati, a lazy little town, hardly anyone around. But you can lose your mind if you get the time when the sun goes down on a little country town. Somewhere in between Detroit and Cincinnati, the highway seems to sing of a soft memory. Just let your mind take you down by the riverside on a summer night. Somewhere in between Detroit and Cincinnati, if you ever stop to dream,
my heart alone.
since I met you, baby, you have done me wrong. You walk by and you shake that thing, and you know I'm not that strong. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. Ever since I met you, baby, you have done me wrong. You walk by and shake that thing, and you know I'm not that strong. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. The first time I laid eyes on you, got caught up in your sway. I thought I didn't have a chance, and then you looked my way. From the longing to the loving, girl, we've made it all the way. But for all the hunger in my eyes, my heart is half the pain. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. Ever since I met you, baby, have done me wrong. You all cry and shake that thing, and you know I'm not that strong. I wish you could have turned my head, let my heart alone. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone. Ever since I met you, baby, you have done me wrong. I wish you could have turned my head and left my heart alone.
Oak Ridge Boys on the Light in the Milk House show, shining a light this morning, although it's daylight already, so you probably can't see the light quite as well. Anyway, we're at 62. That is so far the overnight low in Richland Center on a Tuesday morning. The time is 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs. Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Mixed weather conditions in the last week across Wisconsin have led to a decline in the corn and soybean condition ratings. I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. USDA says corn ratings are 71% good to excellent, down 3 percentage points from the previous week. Soybean conditions, 72% good to excellent, down 7 percentage points. Potato and winter wheat conditions remain unchanged from the previous week at 91% and 70% good to excellent, respectively. The first cutting of alfalfa is 79% complete. complete ahead of last year, but behind the average. The second cutting of alfalfa has started in limited areas. All hay conditions are rated 78% good to excellent, a decline from the previous week. Wisconsin's southernmost counties are low on moisture, while the northern counties have received significant precipitation in the last week, delaying field work. A farmer in eastern Missouri is waiting to harvest winter wheat.
I think the whole season was about 2 weeks delayed.
Warren Stemme says the wheat was late coming out of dormancy, and while the early planted crops look good, the later planted wheat has struggled the whole season.
Right after we finished planting at about the end of October, we had a 7 3/4 inch rain here November 3rd and 4th, and it just kind of set that last part of that crop back. So didn't get great stands. I think we'll be okay. We're not going to have any bin buster yields, though.
Stemme says there's been consistent rain this spring, and there's more in the forecast. USDA says 13% of Missouri's winter wheat is harvested, behind last year and the five-year average, with the crop rated 69% good to excellent. North Central Kansas farmer Shale Porter says he expects one of the largest wheat harvests in his career.
I hope that we're close to 50 bushel yields. I think we can achieve that on most of our acres. Some stuff might exceed that, maybe up to 60-65, I think.
25% of the winter wheat is harvested across Kansas, according to the USDA. Porter tells Brownfield the weather's been ideal for most of the growing season, and harvest should get started this week. An ag economist says production cost increases could be contributing to tighter margins for farmers. Michael Langmeyer with Purdue University says the 2.5% drop in inflation in the past year hasn't helped farmers with the increased input cost.
There does tend to be more volatility in input prices than there is in general inflation. Part of that's input prices. Part of it's the cycles that we see in the products that they produce. But it certainly contributes to that variability in net farm income.
He tells Brownfield livestock producers are being hit especially hard.
The two of the big factors that are really impacting prices paid now are feed. Feed is expected to be down, and then the purchase livestock is expected to be up. Those are very important contributors to the aggregate input price index for the U.S.
Langmeyer says overall production costs will likely continue to be a challenge for farmers next year. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Timstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell any implement or farm machinery? We are looking for more consignments for our machinery sale. Coins, boats, tools, antiques, marbles, and more. Online only ending June 25th at 6 p.m. Soft close. To view, go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
A slow start to the week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet. Show lists for the week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface Monday. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were mostly steady. The USDA says kind and conditions are playing a role in demand. Steer and heifer calves were $2 to $5 lower. There are many unweaned or short-weaned calves in the offering. Supply was mostly average and not as attractive as recent weeks. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 695 pounds, brought $326 to $341. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 806 to 833 pounds, brought $280.50 to $282. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with very strong demand for light offerings. Choice was up $4.32 at $382.11. Select closed $3.97 higher at $367.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down nearly 13,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors started the week more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand has remained an overall bright spot in the market, but China does remain the wild card. Domestic demand has seen some strength recently, and that's helping provide additional price support. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Farrows and gilts at the national daily direct were $1.17 with a weighted average of $106.12. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2 higher with a weighted average of 107.81, and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.87 with a weighted average of 107.58. Pork values ended the day higher, up $1.42 at 119.48. Bellies, butts, and picnics were all sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 18,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by recent fundamentals, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by strong cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs are $2 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were steady to higher on spread trade and the strength in bean oil. July held at 1069 and three quarters. August was up 2 3/4 at 1071 and three quarters. Corn was down ahead of the weekly crop numbers. July was 9 3/4 lower at 434 and three quarters. September was down 8 3/4 at 419 and three quarters. Cattle and hogs were supported by the recent cash and wholesale strength. August live cattle were up 310 at 215.55. October was 297 higher, 212.90. August feeder cattle were up $3.80 at 310.22. July lean hogs were up $2.32 at 111.80, and the August contract was $2.55 higher at 112.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Tips for dealing with the stress that comes with being a farmer, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I would argue that farming is one of the most stressful occupations there is. Today, we're offering tips for dealing with that stress, courtesy of David Brown, a behavioral health specialist with Iowa State University Extension.
We're all pretty good at maybe helping others or maybe helping a friend or family member, but we forget about ourselves sometimes. And so there's some really great research-based strategies out there that we can do that really help us take care of ourselves as well.
Brown suggests a variety of ways to deal with stress.
Could be having a hobby that we simply enjoy. Maybe doing some deep breathing, some mindfulness, meditation, some repetitive prayer. What do we do that helps us to relax, kind of lower blood pressure, relax our body a little bit, because that reduces the levels of frustration, improves focused mood, improves the muscle tension, all those things.
Brown recommends physical activity as well. You know, healthy body, healthy mind.
You might want to look at buying a treadmill, joining a gym, things like that, because there's so many great benefits of physical activity. You know, it improves sleep quality, reduces blood pressure, reduces risk of developing dementia, and actually reduces the risk for eight different types of cancers.
There are many farm stress hotlines available across the country 24 hours a day. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Daily Update. The USDA expects improved milk prices to be supported by strong demand as supplies grow. In its latest supply and demand report, the department says increased milk production per cow and cow inventories are expected to increase supplies throughout 2026. USDA expects prices this year for cheese, butter, non-fed dry milk, and whey to increase because of recent price strength. The all milk price for 2025 increased by 35 cents to $21.95 per hundredweight. The USDA says 2026 prices for cheese, butter, and whey should stay strong based on expected demand. Non-fat dry milk prices were unchanged from the May estimate, while Class 3 and Class 4 prices increased. The all milk price for next year increased by 15 cents to $21.30 per hundredweight. And a Nebraska farmer says the quality of the first cutting of alfalfa hay was extremely poor due to high weevil pressure. Clay Govier tells Brownfield.
It was getting pretty bad. I feel like, you know, this last really big rain kind of just slowed them down. It just got cold.
He says a hay crop rebounded slightly after a stretch of cooler weather, but most damage was already done.
There were some fields that the weevils were definitely going to get the majority of first cutting. If you didn't get out and get things sprayed, then you kind of get behind the eight ball, and it's a little bit too late for rescue missions.
Govever says he anticipates the second cutting to be healthier despite warmer temperatures. Cash dairy prices started the week mixed on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Monday. Dry whey was down a half a cent at 54 and three quarters. Blocks down 5 3/4 at $1.78. Barrels down 4.5 cents at $1.79. Butter up 2 1/4 at $5.59 1/4. And non-fat dry milk up 0.25 cents at $1.27. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service. Today's forecast calls for a high of 84, partial sun this morning, warm and humid, scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be strong. In fact, showers are in the forecast for today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Rain could be heavy at times on Wednesday. Tony has more in just a little bit here this morning. It is 62 degrees. Thank you. On the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, good to have you up early with the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Here's Barbara Mandrell.
I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country. Trip was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit here. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots.
for sticking to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose. I was country when country was a new cool.
Hey, I was country.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. If I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Do you remember how we used to be when we had a love so true? You were my confidant. You were my closest friend. Someone that I could always turn to. Then life can fool. I let you slip right through my hands. Oh, I let you get away. Now I've come running back, hoping you will let me back in your heart someday. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. Can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
That's Exile on WRCL. Give me one more chance. I swear I'll be good, right? Tony's weather is coming up in just a little bit here from WRCL on a Tuesday morning. Beautiful morning it is.
I look into your eyes every day. Say.
Billy Joe Spears on the Milk Cow Show here at WRCO Studios.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a pretty typical summer day shaping up around here. We'll see some partial sunshine early, but a weather system sliding in along with a cold front this afternoon, interacting with the warm, humid air, should trigger some scattered thunderstorms across much of southwest Wisconsin. Some of those could be on the strong side with some gusty winds and hail and downpour, so certainly keep an eye on the situation. Low pressure will slide south to southeast of our area late tonight and tomorrow and enhance the rainfall. Could be some strips getting over an inch across southern Wisconsin. That'll move out tomorrow night. Thursday overall looks quieter. Looks like the best chance of a couple of thunderstorms Thursday afternoon will be in the northern part of Wisconsin. On Friday, a pretty strong warm front moving through could trigger a few more thunderstorms. That'll push away and leave us with some hot and humid air for the weekend. Get ready for the highest heat index values we've had so far this summer. Otherwise, today, partial sun in the morning, warm and humid. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could be heavy with a high near 84. West wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered showers and storms continue, low at 64. Tomorrow, overcast with rain likely, possibly heavy at times. A few thunderstorms may mix in with a high of 74. Wednesday night, showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low at 60. Thursday, partly cloudy and warm, with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm late, high near 83. Heading into Friday, variably cloudy, warm and humid, 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms, low 63, high about 84. Saturday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, hot and humid, low 69 with a high near 92. Sunday, lots of sunshine, continued hot and steamy, low at 71, high 93. And Monday, partly sunny, still sticky, high 91, maybe a storm late in the day. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
62 with mostly clear conditions. 80 degrees was yesterday's high. We picked up 56/100ths of an inch of rain at the studios yesterday. All total for the week, right around an inch and 27/100ths. The record high for June 17th, 92 in 1940, and again matched in 2018. Record low, 39 in 1961. Last year's high was 87, and the low was 70. Sunset will occur at 8:44 this evening. Sunrise time 5:21 for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.82. No precipitation today. After some light fog early, skies have cleared, and right now we're at our overnight low of 62 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The ABC News Update at 6 is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Arriving back in Washington, President Trump, because of the Iran-Israel fighting, he left the G7 summit in Canada early, denying the French president's claim of working on a ceasefire. It's much bigger than that, says Mr. Trump. Another incident of Palestinians killed near a food aid center run by the new U.S.-Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. Witnesses say Israeli troops opened fire. No comment from the Israeli military, which was asked about it. Investigators in Minnesota say Vance